Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I am your host, Byron Walter. Thank you for tuning in. This episode is brought to us by specifically June Pie. That's your New York style pizza in the Eastern Sierra. I recently had this pizza. It's super good. And I visited New York quite a bit, so I know. All right, on to the news. But first, a word from our general sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right. Thank you from our sponsors, High Point Solar, Astorga's, and June Pie for sponsoring this episode. It looks like Bishop High School sports are already in full swing. The football team just scrimmaged against Mammoth on August 11th at 7 p.m. This Friday, we're going to play Fernley. It'll be a 7 p.m. varsity. And on the 25th, it'll be at Yosemite. Both the next games are away. Our first home game, it'll be September 8th against Burroughs. But on Friday, August 25th, our high school tennis will be against Burroughs at home at 1:30 p.m. And cross country starts pretty soon as well. If you want to see the full schedule, it's at EasternSierraNow.com. Just go to the website and click on the link to the Bishop Union High School fall sports schedule. And more drama in the hottest place on earth, Death Valley. A tractor trailer fire prevented by park rangers. It looks like a tractor trailer's brakes caught on fire twice while descending CA-190 eastbound from Town Pass on August 10th in the evening. The truck was saved from complete loss to fire from an off-duty National Park Service employee. The off-duty NPS employee was driving home when she noticed flames underneath the semi-truck in front of her. Since there's no self-service in that area, the off-duty employee used a park radio to report the fire. This is the third fire that rangers have responded to this year. Some roads in the park have long, steep grades up to 9%. Park rangers advise that truck drivers, especially tractor-trailer drivers, do research on their routes and consider less steep alternatives. That would ensure their vehicles are in good condition and they use engine braking or downshift to prevent overheating in their brakes. All right, it was a close call. But it looks like we avoided a fire in wildfire season. And it looks like Caltrans is moving forward with the Mono County Wildlife Crossing Project. Caltrans has moved the project into approval environmental document, the PA and ED phase proposed by Mammoth Lakes Wildlife Crossing Project designed to construct multiple wildlife crossings on US 395 in Mono County. This is going to be beautiful. In this phase, however, Caltrans is going to conduct public outreach, finalize the environmental document, and complete the project report. Caltrans has secured $3.17 million funding in PA and ED phase for the Wildlife Conservation Board grant in 2022. Katie Rodriguez said, "We are grateful to receive the grant from the Wildlife Conservation Board to move this project forward. Our project has a strong local support locally and beyond from our Eastern Sierra Wildlife Stewardship Team. Without their partnerships, this would not be possible. This project is important for improving connectivity for wildlife and drivers in the Eastern Sierra. It improves our lives too. Not only the wildlife will be safe, but so will we, especially those night crossings with deer." And last but not least for the day, the Mill Pond Music Festival is September 15th through 17th, and we've announced the performers. It's the 31st annual one. You can check out a schedule of the performers of the 23 Fest at Eastern Sierra Now or from the Eastern Sierra Now app. To purchase tickets, call us at 760-873-8014 from Monday to Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. or order online. You can find the website at Eastern Sierra Now. And now on to the weather. Let's go ahead and start with Lone Pine, being as it's most south. It's at a 94 degrees right now. Tonight, it will go down to 70 degrees. Tomorrow will be 96 degrees with a low of 74. And Wednesday, 98 degrees with a low of 73. Wasn't that rain beautiful, though? I wish we had more rain in the schedule. Now up to Bishop, it's 92 degrees, a little less scorching than Lone Pine. Tomorrow will be 95 degrees with a low of 64. Wednesday, 95 with a low of 63. And let's go to Mammoth. I actually just spent some time in Mammoth. I went out to Hot Creek to film it and trying to check out where that Hot Creek mining site it was going to be. Oh, it's gonna really change the area, by the way. But I got some footage. We'll be releasing that soon, either via Directed by Byron or Eastern Sierra Now. We'll figure that out. Really nice cinematic slow-mo footage of the area. So you can see how beautiful it is and why we should protect it. All right, up in Mammoth, though, it's 68 degrees currently. It's got a high of 70 today, and tonight has a 33% of precipitation. Tomorrow is a high of 72 with a low of 45. It's partially cloudy. And Wednesday is a high of 73 with a low of 47 with a 40% chance of precipitation. Thursday also carries with it a 30% chance of precipitation, with the low being 44 and the high being 73. Now that's all I have for you today, but I want to thank June Pie for sponsoring this episode. I want to encourage you also to go download our Eastern Sierra Now app. It's simply awesome. It has so much more content that I cover in this program. Thanks for tuning in, Eastern Sierra Now citizens. I am your faithful host, Byron Walter, and I will be back tomorrow for more news about the Eastern Sierra. Thank you very much. Byron out.